If you've stumbled onto this station, welcome back. Your host, Mr. Graves, returns with a brand new collection of terrifying tales designed to chill you to the bone.
Make the biggest discovery this world has ever seen.
Help! What is happening to me?
We also have an assortment of characters that are just dying to meet you.
It took him to hell.
Can you understand us better now?
You may need to leave the light on for this one. Your Horror Show, Season 2, premiering on all podcast platforms May 14th. Listen, if you dare.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
And thank you all for tuning in. Join Lord Zimbabwe and Dr. Lilac, a duo with questionable motives that go on adventures through the supernatural and the paranormal. Today's episode, the 2000 series, Ectoplasm, created by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. As always, if you enjoyed this episode, please let me know in the comments, or through my email, or social media. Links can be found in the description. And if you enjoy the supernatural, you'll find a lot of different shows in the archives. Be sure to check them out when you're done with this episode. And if you enjoy this podcast, if you could take a moment and follow, review, and rate. Big thank you to all those that already have. And now with all that, please enjoy.
Where do mysteries come from? Nobody knows. But they end here. This is England, and this magnificent pile is Bluebell End. It is the ancestral seat of the famous occult investigator, Lord Zimbabwe. His is the realm of the unknown, the field of twilight and the tenebral. He is a walker in the ether, a lord of the ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. Episode 1, The Curse of the Mummy's Curse.
Let him in.
Yes, Georgia.
Get the door, would you?
No, sir.
Please, Theremin.
Get it yourself.
Theremin, I can't help feeling there's work to be done on our butler-lordship relationship.
Really, sir? How fascinating.
I have a suspicion you are being insolent.
Sir, your powers of deduction are second to none. No, even closer than that, they are none. By the way, sir, there's someone at the door.
Oh, the indignity. I am my own master, madam, but I'm your humble servant.
Good. Would you announce me to Lord Zimbabwe?
No, you see, I said I'm my own master, but your servant, which was just... Ah, well, never mind. I am Lord Zimbabwe. What can I do to you?
I'm hoping that you can help me. My name is Professor Cockcroft.
Not Professor Cordelia Cockcroft of Oxford University, who wrote the seminal treatise on the status of early Babylonian transsexualism.
No, I'm his sister, Mary Cockcroft.
Not the Mary Cockcroft who discovered the Colossus of Cheadle.
That's right. Not her. I am Mary Elizabeth Cockcroft.
Ah, the,
archaeologist.
This is indeed an honour. I have long been meaning to probe your oeuvre. Pray enter.
Thank you. it.
Wail.
Oh.
Pray, be seated.
Oh, thank you.
Now tell me, how can I help?
Is it true that you investigate strange goings-on?
And curious shenanigans, yes.
Oh, dear. I'm at my wit's end, and I've got no one else to turn to.
There, my dear, you have come to the right place. I have never yet come across a case that I could not solve. Would you care for some tea, my dear?
Thank you.
I shall have my butler bring it. Theremin!
What?
We will take tea in the main hall. Theremin, would you be so kind as to do me a favour?
Certainly. Who is this?
It's Lord Zimbabwe, your employer.
Then, no.
My butler, he spaced us?
No, thank you.
Now then, you have a problem you wish me to address. Pray tell all.
Well, it all started a year ago.
Please, don't touch the harp.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, it all started a year ago. You see, I was in Egypt, working on excavations on a recently discovered tomb on the site of the city of Hashmonaim. Spiders. Come on, Abdul.
Oh, yes, Sahib. Oh.
Where are the rest of the bearers?
Oh, Effendi, the men will not go on. They are afraid.
Afraid, Charwala? Why?
They are foreign and brown, Punjabi. It is their role in this type of thing.
No, I mean, what are they afraid of, Fandango?
The writings in the script speak of a cursed chapati.
Nonsense, Kamasi. Let me see. Oh, my God! This could indeed be a curse. It's a warning to anyone who desecrates this tomb. Gertie, you... and the hieroglyph for rubble.
Slag. Oh, no, no! Not you, Chimichanga. This is the hieroglyph for slag.
Gertie, you slag. Extraordinary. I have never heard of such a curse. Now we must open the tomb. Here, help me open this door, Kimanan.
No, but Unani, no.
I am right and partial. You'll do as I say, Risotto Milanese.
No, never. Not me, Lasagne. Foolish unbeliever. You will face the curse alone. Forever.
Oh, dear. I managed to escape down a tunnel with all darts and a massive stone ball rolling down it. When I returned home, all was well. I was awarded the Elgin Prize for grave robbing. But soon afterwards, my fortunes changed. I began to suffer the worst possible luck. I am now convinced that I am cursed.
Theremin, turn that down. I very much regret that this bears all the fiendish, terrible, and not nice hallmarks of Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun? Well, surely you mean...
No, Tutankhamun, the tacky pharaoh. If indeed it was he who placed the curse, then this is no trifling matter.
Can't you just remove it?
A curse is like parting in a nunnery. It is very difficult to get off. But do not fret, my dear. We shall enlist the help of my esteemed colleague, Dr. Lilac. Come. His is one of the greatest scientific minds of our age. Theremin!
Sir?
Would you tell Dr. Lilac we shall be joining him shortly?
I suppose I would, given the right incentive. However, the winds of an undertonsured sodomite do not come under that umbrella, sir.
Very good, Theremin. Please, Professor, follow me.
In ordnance? Yes, I'm going to...
Good day to you, Doctor. How goes your industry at the coalface of scientific endeavor?
Please, your lordship, you must be quiet. You arrive at a very important juncture. I have for 3 days, 22 hours and 3 seconds towards this moment been working.
Ah, a Herculean effort. But work, my dear Doctor, is like pornography. It's always better with an end in sight.
Yeah. I'm just about to test the solution I have perfected on this guinea pig. Now, please observe as I inject the formula.
Oh, that's profound! Did that guinea pig just speak?
My dear doctor, bravo! You've done it! You've perfected the formula for scouts.
This is correct.
Oh, look, I seem to have my scientist. I found the law, I found my formula, all that It works. Observes over familiarity.
It's all there. The irritating chirpiness, the cheeky bonhomie, a magnificent achievement.
You are too kind, but I must say that I believe this represents a seminal scientific and probably for the human race very important... Schreinhund, come back with the gramophone!
Wiring.
Extraordinary. My compliments, Doctor. You've turned a household guinea pig into a thieving scally. This almost parallels your Jewish bees.
What an adorable little cat. Why doesn't he move?
Schrodinger is an unusual cove. We encountered him on our travels. He is both dead and alive at the same time.
Yeah, this is not strictly true. He exists in more of a quantum state, whereby...
Doctor. Doctor, I have the great honor of introducing Professor Cockcroft.
Ah, so.
The professor here has come to seek our help in lifting a curse.
A curse? But this is nonsense. The notion of a curse is merely a function of the human mind's attempt to find meaning, to impose order, to create a disciplined and perfectly organized Uberstate that will live for 1,000 years! I'm merely saying that there is certainly a rational explanation.
Not always. Must we go through this yet again? May I remind you of the case of the Essex vampire?
A vampire?
Yes. We found a young woman with 2 puncture wounds in her neck. Dr. Lilac insisted they were made by 2 mosquitoes in a 3-legged race.
Yeah, it is the only plausible explanation.
Oh, ye of Little Hampton. Professor, I should like to ascertain the true extent of the curse. With your permission, I should like to test your luck. Please, roll the dice.
You see? 0.
Yeah, Schrodinger, this is interesting but inconclusive.
There are in my tarot cards. Here, I shall get them. Professor, would you pick a card from the Mystic Tarot? What is it?
The Jack of Getting Run Over.
Yeah, but this still means nothing.
Very well, Doctor. Perhaps you will oblige me by drawing a card yourself.
The Kaiser of Everywhere.
An agreeable card, no?
Yeah, not bad.
Your turn, Schrodinger.
The Jack of Plushly Upholstered Chair Legs.
Now me. The Ace of Crisps. There, serendipity smiles on us all. Now once more, Professor.
The King of Piles.
Knacknis, this is most unusual.
Yes, now do you believe me? Can you help?
Is ice cream nice?
Yeah, but I fear this problem is beyond the realms of science.
Indeed, I suspect we must trace this curse to its very source. Tell me, Doctor, is the time machine in good order?
Oh, come on, that's impossible, time travel.
Yeah, it is a simple matter of reversing the spin of the gravitons by modulating a plasma stream and diverting it through a current. Adjusting the wave frequencies, creating an artificial black hole.
Oh, Mother!
Oh, so, it works, does it?
Yeah.
Splendid. So, we shall travel back in time and prevent this foul curse from ever being placed. Theramin, prepare expeditionary equipment and supplies at once.
Certainly, sir. Oh, I am most dreadfully sorry. I mean, get stuffed.
No, Holmes, it's quite simple. What? No, there's no phantom hound. Sir Henry Baskerville was obviously murdered. Well, I disagree. I doubt very much there was any evil shape-changing pixie creature involvement, whatever. That is unkind. My mother is far too short for that. Good day to you, Holmes.
So, the time machine is ready, your lordship. Behold.
Ah, exemplary. Are we all ready? I shall take my bejeweled saber, just in case.
But we cannot kill or harm anyone, your lordship. The consequences for the future would be terrible.
Ah, doctor, worry not. A sword is like a priest. It can't really do any damage until it comes out.
I shall take my blunderbuss, sir. For a blunderbuss is like a blunderbuss, and I shoot people in the arse with it.
I fancy I shall wear this cloak, given to me by the King of Belgium. Magnificent, no?
A startling achievement, sir. What one can do with a dishcloth and sequins.
Come, Schrodinger, we are going to see the pharaohs. I have set the coordinates for the place where I calculated the pharaoh Tutankhamun to be, by the pyramids of Giza. So,
friends, we stand on the cusp of an historic moment. It is said that time laughs at all things, but the pyramids laugh at time.
Let's go.
All right. Professor, please wait for us here where you will be safe.
How long will you be gone?
To you it will seem as if we have not been gone at all.
How was it? Did you lift the curse?
Yeah, not yet.
Professor, adieu.
Oh, Almighty, all-knowing Pharaoh, King of Kings, who commands the sun and moon, whose all-seeing wisdom shall prevail forever on earth, who shall live for 1,000 years, what is thy bidding, O Tutankhamun?
Hey, where are my fucking shells, Tutankhamun, eh? Give me the shells. Give me the kids as well. I'm going to take them down the market to shout at them. And tell you what, I want some porcelain nodding sphinxes for the back of the chariot. I think they look class, eh?
Your mightiness, your wish shall be obeyed.
Hey, Ahmed, come here, eh? I'll tell you what. When I go, eh? I'll need a separate sarcophagus for this. Eh? Eh?
Yes, sire. Craftsman, you'll make a new sarcophagus for the Pharaoh's ruler.
I'll tell you what. I'm the fucking ruler on earth. I'm the fucking god of this place. I'm the king. I'm gonna live forever.
What demons are these who have materialized inside the Pharaoh, displacing his atoms because two solid objects cannot occupy the same place at once in a way that I cannot possibly understand?
Doctor, I'm much afraid your calculations were too accurate. We have killed the Pharaoh.
How could this have happened?
I have a tripartite theorem comprising the elements Cretinus, Teutonic, and Burke.
Infidels!
Murderers! Murderers!
You damn colonials in your place!
Wait, we have a responsibility not to alter the past. This could affect the future irrevocably. Please, put down your weapons.
Allow me to reach with them a peaceful conclusion. Hear me, ancient Egyptians. I wish to...
Oh! I have shot the one that called the doctor through the head with an arrow!
Ahmed, why are you describing things in so much unnecessary detail?
I don't know! Kill the other!
It's no use, Stradinger! Dr. Lilac is dead! Run, Theramin! Save yourself! Theramin!
I distinctly remember being killed. What are we doing in this box? My last memory was of dying with an arrow through my head. And I was in the palace of the Pharaoh. What is going on? Yeah, true, these animals are unusual, but there is no reason to be afraid, Schrödinger. Dead? Impossible, Schrödinger. Let us examine the facts. I was hit, but I am now uninjured. On a barge, sailing unpowered through this terrifying infernal realm. There's only one possible conclusion, my dear Schrödinger. I have been in a coma, during which my wound has healed completely, and I am now on a recuperative cruise in an underwater mythical beast, ravenous snake, dragon, and five-headed monster sanctuary. I do not understand. Define Bell End Cheddar.
Silence is imperative, Theramin. If we are discovered, we have no hope of ever retrieving Dr. Lilac.
We're in here! But, sir, it would be heartless to retrieve him. This world of sorrow is no place for such a noble soul.
Very affecting, Theramin. Nevertheless, we must rescue him. Give me the travel Ouija board. We must attempt to commune with Dr. Lilac's departed spirit. The very future is at stake. Place your hand on the glass. B-E-R... Hey.
It's for you, sir.
Theramin, I would appreciate it if you took this a little more seriously.
Do you know what I'd appreciate, sir?
And this time, be so good as to indulge me by not moving the glass yourself. C-C-K-R-A-O-C-K.
Random letters, sir?
No. If I'm not mistaken, this is an anagram of Cockrack.
Cockrack. Brilliant, sir. That'll be so useful if we need somewhere to hang on.
Not so fast, Theramin. Have you brought the bumper book of the ethereal? Then I refer you to page 303, Ancient Egyptian Deities.
Bravo, sir. According to this, you have invoked the protection of Cockrack, the god of cravats. All our evening wear prayers are answered.
Don't mock, Theramin. We may yet be grateful for the protection of the mighty Cockrack. There's someone coming. Hide. Quickly, into this sarcophagus.
A little cramped. We shall be out when they've gone. What's that?
I believe her feelings lid, sir.
Yes, damn. Well, the most important thing to do is not panic. Courage, Theramin.
feel the sarcophagus rocking, Theramin. I suggest we try to remove the lid.
Oh, no, sir. Let's stay here. My favorite passe-temps is lying in a crate crushed into the crotch of an over-coiffured chemise razor.
We are aboard the solar bark of the sun god Ra. Theramin, we have passed into the afterlife as if we too were mummies. This is indeed serendipitous. It means that we can retrieve Dr. Lilac and find the Pharaoh in one fell swoop.
How lovely. Is there a bar?
We must make haste to the seven gates and find a way to gain entrance to the Tuat.
Flowers and chocolates usually do the trick, sir.
No, Theramin. Traditionally, one must answer a fiendish riddle at each gate. We must hurry. Knowing the Doctor's mighty intellect, he is no doubt well ahead of us.
Greetings of souls of the deceased. I am the first of the great gates. Here is my abode. I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs at midday, and three legs in the evening. What am I?
You are a spider dancing the can-can very slowly?
What do you mean, Schrodinger?
Is that your final answer? Do you want to phone a friend? You speak truly. Pass.
Very good, my little kidding. Come.
Greetings, O soul of the deceased. I am the second of the great gates. Here is my riddle. What is the difference between Captain Kirk and Bovril?
What? But...
Correct. Pass.
I do not understand. What is Klingons?
Here we are. This must be the first gate. Hurry, Theramin.
Greetings of souls of the deceased. I am the first of the great gates. Here is my room. I walk on four legs in the morning, two legs at midday, and three legs in the evening. What am I?
An asshole.
Please, Theramin, this gets us nowhere. Your riddle is child's play. You are evidently a man. You crawl on hands and knees as a baby, walk on two legs as an adult, and support yourself on a stick in the evening of your days.
You speak truly. Pass.
What utter cotsper.
Not at all. This is the riddle of the Sphinx. Come on, we must catch up with the Doctor.
I am the sixth of the great gates. Here is my riddle. I am not in the river, and yet I am. Where am I?
Ah, you are in what we call a state of quantum entanglement, whereby due to the dual nature of your constituent particles, you can ostensibly exist in two places simultaneously, much as an electron or other atom.
Dr. Schrödinger, you are alive!
Your Lordship, Herr Theramin, this is what I've been trying to explain to Schrödinger.
Are you all right?
Well, we have managed to reach this far. However, neither Schrödinger nor I can solve this riddle. Please, Herr Gate, repeat the riddle.
I am in the river, and yet I'm not.
You are in denial.
Oh, you speak truly. Pass.
But this has no logic.
Explain to me what logic brings a man to wear moleskin shorts.
Hello, sailor. I'm Isis. Stop me and buy one.
By what?
Welcome to the Hall of Two Truths, where you will face final judgment before the great Osiris, son of Nut, and brother of Set, the god of badgers.
I am Lord Zimbabwe.
Well, hello, big boy. What brings you to the nether regions?
We are in search of the recently deceased pharaoh known as Tutankhamun.
Oh, he's just gone in for judgment.
Ah, thank you, my dear. Come on, man.
Wait, you can't go in there.
Look, it's him! I say, Pharaoh, come with us!
Who dares to enter the chamber of Osiris? For this outrage, your hearts will be ripped from your bodies and fed before your very eyes to the ravenous dog goddess Amenet.
You shall not stand in judgment of us, Osiris, for I am Zimbabwe of Bluebell End.
You are yet alive. Your presence violates all that is sacred in the realm of the gods. Tremble and despair, puny mortals. There shall be no mercy. Your judgment shall be swift and harsh. Your pain and suffering eternal.
There's a scientific word for the situation we find ourselves in. Doo-doo.
You shall not have our souls. By God and St. Gary.
Outrageous insolence. Now I will have your miserable heart. Prepare to die.
What is this creature?
Who is me? It's Cockrack, god of cravats.
What possible use is he?
Not the cravats. No.
Man, Pharaoh, come with us.
Man, I'm telling you something. You saved my life.
Keep running.
What can I do to thank you? You want a gold watch or something?
Come on, we're not clear yet.
You want a special hamper or something?
I think we're safe. Stop here a moment. Well, Pharaoh, there is one thing you can do for us. Lift the curse that you placed on whoever opens your tomb.
Sure thing, anything you want. Hey, who are you anyway?
The celebrated Lord Zimbabwe and Dr. Lilac.
I never heard of you.
So, you must remember, we are the ones who killed you.
What? I'll fucking kill you. Come here, I'll curse you so you're fucking deader than the dodo. Will be in the future. I'll curse you, all right. I invoke Anubis, the dog-headed god. I invoke Arechamet, the body of a woman and the wings of a leading brand of sanitary towels.
Come on. It is imperative that we retrace our steps as quickly as possible. The solar bark will take us back to the tomb, and from there we can re-enter the land of the living. Doctor, make haste. Get aboard the bark.
I do not seem to be able to get on board.
Of course, I had forgotten. My dear doctor, you're dead, and so you cannot pass back into the land of the living.
Oh, well, every cloud. All aboard.
Wait, there is a way. If you were to die here in the underworld, you would come back to life in the here and now.
Yeah, this is logical.
I'm afraid it's our only chance. Theremin, I'm going to ask you to do something which I know may be appallingly difficult for your conscience. Yes, well, quick. Theremin, Schrodinger, into the sarcophagus.
We're coming to rest. We must be back in the tomb. Come on.
Your lordship.
Doctor, it worked. You're alive again.
Indeed.
The pharaoh is close behind. He must still have some physical link with the living world. According to tradition, those canopic jars should contain his vital organs. Try to find the one with his heart in it and smash it. Liver. No. Try the liver or the brain. Anything.
No. That's not an effect. I think it's maybe too late.
Try that.
I'm going to kill you.
How on earth?
Schrodinger, did you eat from that jar?
Pass me the jar. This is the hieroglyph for chestnuts. Well, we appear to be safe.
I can hear something in the tomb of the Pharaoh.
I spoke
too soon. The time machine is ready, your lordship.
One moment.
You have erased the curse from the wall of the tomb, Nine.
Sort of. Activate the time machine. Onward and homeward.
Oh, we have arrived just as I have left.
Oh, shut up, Ahmed.
Professor!
Oh, please hurry. Why don't you leave? Is there something wrong with your time machine? Oh, no! I'm doomed!
My dear Professor, we have already been. The curse is lifted and you may rest easy.
Oh, how can I ever thank you? Oh, joy! Oh, forgive me. I must run to tell my friends and family.
Of course. Farewell.
Goodbye. And thank you both!
So, your lordship, we could have just erased the curse from the tomb in the first place, no?
No, we could not. As we were leaving, I discovered that it could not be erased.
No? Then how...
By the simple but ingenious action of adding a single hieroglyph, I was able to render the curse completely harmless. It now reads, "Beware of small furry creatures."
So, this is now no threat. This is brilliant. My congratulations.
Yes, Doctor. I think we handled that rather well.
I couldn't agree less, sir.
Ectoplasm was written by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. It starred Nick Romero as Lord Zimbabwe, Dan Friedman as Dr. Lilac, Peter Donaldson as Theramin, Sophie Aldred as Professor Cockcroft, and Tom out of Tom and Jerry as Schrodinger the Cat. All other parts were played by members of the cast, except for those played by members of the crew. The producer was Helen Williams.
I'm free! I'm free! Oh, the grass smells sweet! Oh, the flowers by the roadside!
Where do mysteries come from? Nobody knows. But they end here. This is England, and this magnificent pile is Bluebell End. It is the ancestral seat of the famous occult investigator, Lord Zimbabwe. His is the realm of the unknown, the field of twilight and the tenebral. He is a walker in the ether, a lord of the ectoplasm.
Ectoplasm by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. Episode 2. The Adventure of the Missing Lost Soul.
Theramin! Theramin!
Yes, your lordship?
The telephone, Theramin.
I'm intrigued, sir. Do go on.
It's ringing, man.
Fascinating, sir. Thank you so much. If there are any further unmissable events, be sure to tell me.
Oh, honestly, the indignity. Zimbabwe speaking. Ah, Holmes. How is Mrs. Holmes?
Oh, are you?
Well, give him my best. Now, what can I do for you? I see by Dave. Well, I wouldn't go. I agree. I'm sure a mountain holiday will do you good, but not with Professor Moriarty. Yes, I like waterfalls too, but he's a devious and despicable master criminal. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Holmes. That is physically impossible and breaks at least 3 taboos. And yours. Good day, Holmes. Theramin, there's someone at the door.
Send them in.
Really, this is intolerable.
Hello?
My compliments, madam. What a splendid trumpet.
Thank you.
A pleasure to meet you, Lord Zimbabwe.
No, I'm not. I was assuming you were Lord Zimbabwe. Oh, what are you doing living in his house? You must get out. Police!
Madam, please calm yourself. I am Lord Zimbabwe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am the Contessa del Monte. Oh, forgive me. I have been so worried lately.
No. Worrying, my dear Contessa, is like the dance of the seven veils. It only makes things harder.
Quite. Well, I heard that you investigate strange happenings.
And brouhahas, yes. Do come in. May I take your umbrella?
No, it was a present.
Ah.
Oh, what a beautiful rug. What is it?
Koala. Pray, be seated.
I read in the newspaper about your brilliance in catching the Essex vampire. I hope that you will be able to bring me some relief.
Do bears respect woodland? No case has yet bested me. However, I must warn you, it is no teensy matter to lose one's soul.
You know, but how?
My dear Contessa, it is unfeasibly peasy. I deduce from your trousers tucked into your socks and your sandals that you have no sense of style. The creases in your brown corduroys suggest that you have been dancing in a side-to-side motion. But the creases are irregular, betraying the fact that you have no sense of rhythm. Your hair has been coiffured into a mid-80s mullet.
Mid-80s?
Yes, the 1880s were a notoriously uncool decade. And finally, and most worryingly, your cardigan and your beard.
So, Can you help?
Perhaps. I fancy we shall need to enlist the help of my colleague, Dr. Lilac.
Oh, it's just terrible. I've developed a taste for folk singing.
There, there, my dear. You have come to the right place. Would you care for some tea?
Oh, thank you.
I shall have my butler bring it. Theremin!
What?
You will bring us tea in the main hall?
Certainly, sir. In which alternative universe will this be occurring?
My butler, he, Crisp?
No, thank you.
Very well. Pray follow me.
Let us consult the good doctor.
I fear this.
Ah, good day to you, Doctor. How goes your industry at the coalface of scientific endeavor?
Ah, your lordship, how are you? I have not seen you for 3.3 days. I must apologize. I have been perfecting my new molecular ray.
Indeed, my dear Doctor. Your dedication to science is as a virgin birth. It is without par.
So. I am about to test my new ray on this common or garden woodlouse. Please observe the changes in the woodlousal behavior.
Did that woodlouse just touch?
My dear doctor, success once again, bravo. You've managed to induce premenstrual tension in a woodlouse.
So, this is correct. Observe now as it begins to pout.
Exemplary. And even plate throwing. A magnificent achievement. You have surpassed yourself, doctor.
Please, you are too kind. But I must say that I believe this represents a seminal scientific... Evening, come back! Yeah, she's gone to her mother's.
Extraordinary. My compliments, Doctor. This almost parallels your Rastafarian Winkle.
Thank you. And now, tell me, what brings you here?
Doctor, I have the great honor of introducing the Contessa del Monte.
A pleasure. Please, take a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see your pussycat. Is he all right?
Actually, Schrödinger is dead. Well, both dead and alive at the same time.
Yeah, this is not strictly true. He exists in a quantum state whereby... What? I do not understand you, Schrödinger.
What is he saying, Doctor?
He's complimenting the Contessa on her beauty. And, Contessa, do you have a garage?
Why?
Schrödinger says he wishes to park his pink Cadillac in it.
Yes, Doctor. The Contessa has come to seek our help in retrieving her soul.
Her soul? But this is mere religion. The soul is simply a label applied by human beings to the chaotic and random sensory signals our brains receive every day. It is merely a function of the natural need for order, for some sort of strong and charismatic leadership, which will bring efficiency and glory. They want pride. Yeah. What I am saying is there must be a rational explanation.
Not always. May I remind you of our meeting with the Loch Ness Monster?
The Loch Ness Monster? You saw it?
Well, I certainly did.
Bravo, sir. You're doing very well. Keep praying. Och, I the new.
This is ridiculous. Scientifically, there is clearly no such thing as...
The beast! The beast! It's the monster!
This is not a monster!
What? Are you insensible? Look at that horned head! The humps!
But it is merely a swimming giraffe, pursued by four sticklebacks bearing rucksacks.
Oh, help! Help!
Theremin, shoot it!
Damn this deafness.
The giraffe was hungry due to the lack of suitable vegetation, no doubt. That was the only plausible explanation.
So, Contessa, you have lost your soul. The question is, how? Have you become an estate agent recently?
No.
A member of parliament?
No.
Advertising executive?
No.
Have you signed any pacts with the devil?
No. Oh, yes. Oh, what a dizzy cow.
As I suspected.
Is there anything you can do?
The only way to retrieve your soul is to confront the devil himself. Come, we must prepare.
But, Your Lordship, how is this possible?
We shall go to hell.
I couldn't have put it better myself, sir.
Yes, sir. We shall go to hell itself and rescue your soul. Now, go in peace, and rest assured we shall return as soon as possible.
Oh, thank you. And good luck.
What hell? Where is hell?
If I might suggest Bournemouth, sir.
Theremin, pass me that tome up there.
Shall I fetch your bicycle, sir? Then you can get on it.
Wait, Theremin. Don't trouble yourself. I shall fetch the book. Here it is. The Ladybird Book of Classical Things. Now, a According to Virgil, the entrance to hell is at Lake Avernus. To Italy! We must travel on the Occident Express from London tonight. There is no time to lose. Theremin, effect the necessary means for our obtaining tickets to London.
Very well, sir. Get tickets to London.
Dear Elf, look at that. Would you, Adam and Eve?
Oh, blimey, a woodlass trying to park a motor car. Oh, come on, love. You can get a large horse and go in there. Come on. Oh, dear.
Ah, the vibrant metropolis. When a man is tired of London, he has been here for over a minute.
Yeah, we should board this cab, no?
Victoria, driver.
No, sir, it's Dennis.
No, we wish to take a train.
Oh, I can't carry one of them, sir. I ain't got a room.
My man, I am, like a malodorous doctor, rapidly losing patience. Must you be so obtuse?
Oh, not sure, sir. As you can see by my flat cap, braces and grubby face, I'm in fact working class. Consequently, I don't know what obtuse means. It's quite beyond the limits of my loquacity.
Confound it. A silver crown to take us to Victoria Railway Station.
Oh, I can't afford that, sir.
Allow me, sir. I speak the vernacular. Now listen up, you grumble and grunt. If you want your cobblers back, you'd better take this smash and grab to Victoria Station, or I'll cut off your night flight to Venus and shove it up your Windsor Castle.
About 10 to 3, Gov.
Bravo, Theremin. Right, off we go. Giddy up. Theremin, come back.
Seems a little extravagant, your lordship. Such luxury.
Indeed, but travel, my dear doctor, is like teaching a course in personal hygiene to the French. One must do it with a little class.
Oh, spare me. I'll be under the bar if you need me, sir.
Tell me, is that not Hercule Poirot, the detective?
I rather think it is. Poirot, old fellow!
Ah, Monsieur Zanzibar!
Zimbabwe.
No, Poirot. I thought you were Zimbabwe. What are you doing in his clothes with his companions? You will not get away with this, you evil, shape-changing, pixie creature! I, Hercule Poirot,
I am Lord Zimbabwe, and this is Dr. Lyman.
The inventor of the donkey press. Oh, this is indeed an honor.
How are things in France?
Belgium. What brings you to the Occident Express?
A client of mine has sold her soul to the devil.
Ah, so you are going to hell to retrieve it, of course. Come, you must join our table. You will recognize, of course, the celebrated authoress and Pekingese breeder, Dame Archibaldia Twank.
Hello, young man.
Madam, you are the paragon of grace and finesse.
That was the dog. Bad boy, Derek. I'm 93, you know.
I am your most humble servant.
Oh, good. Will you get me some soup?
No, madam, you misunderstand.
This isn't my house.
What can you smell, Schrodinger? There are no cabbages here.
I was in the war, you know.
Yes, well, it is getting late. If you'll excuse us.
I think it may be time to retire.
Yeah, this would be best. After all, at your age, your faculties will begin to...
How dare you! I am Poirot, the greatest living Belgian!
Well, I bid you good night.
Achtung, Brennische! Aye! Dame Archibaldia has been murdered!
Nobody move! The murderer shall not escape! Dr. Lilac, be so good as to have all the posh guests assemble in the restaurant car for 1700.
But that was 2 centuries ago.
Very well, let us do it now. Come along, Poirot. Let me instruct you in my methods, my dear Frenchman.
Oh, Belgian, you easy boy.
Thank you all for gathering here. Now, every one of you had a motive for killing Dame Archibaldia.
Yeah, she was an irritating, smelly old woman.
Thank you, Doctor.
But the culprit is obvious, my dear Zalazou. We must simply use our little gray cells, eh? She was clearly murdered by evil, shape-changing pixie creatures.
Really, Poirot? That is what you said in the case of the man who was eaten by a tiger.
We made good well up.
And is it not true that you have blamed pixies for every misfortune, including the discovery of women's undergarments in the personal armoire of a certain famous French detective?
Belgian! Oh, no! You have shown me up to be an incompetent fool again in the front of everyone! Adieu, cruel world!
What a tragic waste.
Yes, it was from eating all those pies.
Poor Poirot. There are so few famous detectives left. Holmes and I are the last.
Ah,
the mountain air. Isn't it lovely all the way up here, Moriarty?
Call me Quentin. Yes, Sherlock, this immense waterfall is magnificent. I'm so glad you came after all.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
No, no, the pleasure is all mine. Oh, give me a hug.
Come here.
Look out, the rock is slippery.
So, who is the murderer?
Patience, my dear doctor, we shall very soon discover. I have a method that never fails. Theremin, the divining rods. Here, I shall get them. Now, whomsoever the rods shall indicate, it is they who committed this heinous crime.
Brilliant, sir. Arrest that wardrobe.
I believe I must rethink this question. I shall retire to my cabin to ponder.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Italy. Bella, bella! Hey, mamma mia! Quattro formaggi! Today's government, sponsored by Mafia Inc., is the Social Democratic Fascist Communists. We will shortly be arriving at Italy Station. Please be careful to take all your belongings with you when you leave, as we will be nicking them from you later.
Italy, land of opera and cowardice.
According to the map, this is Lake Avernus.
My intuition tells me that this accursed moor is the entrance to Hades.
Bravo, sir. You worked that out just from the sulfurous fumes and smoke.
And this inscription, all hope abandon, ye who enter here.
Onward, men. Yes. Now, this is
death. Onward to hell.
My lord Satan.
Speak, O angel of death.
Zimbabwe is here.
He will not get
far. What an awe-inspiring vista. We're on the banks of the River Lethe. It is said that he who swallows the waters of the Lethe instantly forgets the entire sum of his knowledge.
Fortunate for you, sir.
Yes, Theremin.
Look out! What are these creatures?
Harpies!
Harpies!
I warned you, it always comes back.
Run!
What are they?
They have the body of an enormous bird and the heads of embittered Sunday newspaper columnists.
And claw me!
It's taking him! Shoot it, Theremin! Be careful! You are within millimeters of hitting his lordship!
Damn these sights!
Excuse me, unkind sir, but our colleague has into the River Lethe fallen. Can you please tell us to where it leads?
Oh, certainly. It leads to a lovely place with flowers in it where the devil lives.
Oh, dear.
Wait, according to this map, you must be the gullible.
Yeah, right, if you say so.
This is terrible. How did you come to be in these infernal regions?
Well, we went on this course to stop being gullible, haven't we?
It was brilliant. It only cost £12,000. The teacher sat us all down and said none of us was really gullible deep down, we all believed her immediately. Then this nice chap with horns said if we sold him our souls, we could spend eternity in perpetual torment. So we did.
But this is not rational. Being gullible is not a sin.
No.
You do not have to be gullible, though. Surely you can be taught some sense of...
He's right. Let's follow.
Hindenburg on Brandwurst. Come, Theremin, we must find his lordship quickly. We can follow the path of the river.
We're with you all the way.
You'll find a sweet shop over that cliff.
Really? Well, this cliff here.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who are you?
I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
Yes, we'll help you find out.
Don't listen to them. They're the liars.
No, we're not.
They're lying to you.
No, we are.
No, they're not.
Shut up, everyone. We are the bosses.
No, you aren't.
Who are you?
The naysayers.
No, we're not.
I am not.
Quiet. I'm taking charge here. We are the megalomaniacs, and I am the leader.
No, I am!
Zanzibar! Zanzibar! Don't you remember me? It's me, Poirot!
What circle are you from?
The circle of the rubbish Belgians. Zanzibar, you must get me out of here.
There he is! Your lordship!
Whose lordship?
Your lord Zimbabwe.
Not me. He says my name's Zanzibar.
Messerschmitt und Volker. He can remember nothing. We must conclude it is due to the waters of Lethe. Your lordship, snap out of it.
Allow me, sir.
Theremin, is enough.
Theremin, Doctor, thank you. You've...
Theremin, Theremin, he's himself now.
Much obliged, Theremin.
The pleasure's all mine, sir.
Zazu, you must get me out of here.
We shall do our utmost, my dear Poirot. We shall treat with the devil for your soul, or by Germany he shall rue the day.
My Lord Satan, they are reunited.
Do not worry, my angel of death. We shall see what they make of the sewers of this corner.
I represent the circle of the nymphomania.
But this is inaccurate. According to the coordinates, we are in the circle of the sowers of discord.
I'm delighted to make your acquaintance, my dear.
Ooh, come with me, big boy.
You've got the wrong man.
Perhaps you will give me a tour of your realm whilst my companions wait.
Oh. Your Lordship, I have calculated to four significant figures that we are in the circle of the sowers of discord.
Oh, nonsense, Doctor. What possible discord could this charming creature produce?
Are you suggesting that my calculations are inaccurate?
It is possible, Doctor. I remind you of when you miscalculated pi by 2 cherries.
Impossible.
I think not.
Never. I have never been more than one...
I see, my dear Doctor. The seeds of discord have been sown between us. Our souls have been corrupted. We have been transformed into enemies.
But this cannot be. It is impossible. In fact, this quest is predicated on impossibility. This mission to find a soul is kaput. The soul does not exist.
Doctor, are you blind? You maintain that our souls do not exist, and yet we are here. I put it to you that we are our souls.
Wait. You just said we are our souls. Theremin, have you no riposte?
Oh, that's sweet of you. I prefer to hear you two talk. You have such lovely voices.
Tuchverderber, you are right. Something is definitely terribly wrong.
Indeed. Now you see. Let us make haste.
We have got past all the obstacles. My angel of death, you will fly to block their path.
Yes, Majesty.
I think we're safe now.
Is this Kansas?
No, Theremin.
Thank heaven for that.
Halt. You shall not pass.
You are mistaken, by St. Gary. We shall pass. I am Zimbabwe, Lord of the Ectoplasm. Make way, whoever you may be.
I am death.
I said, make way, whoever you may be.
No, I am the angel of death, reaper of souls. Now, prepare to meet my scythe.
Very well. En garde!
Now, you will feel death.
Look at the Fernwirkungen. Where did that wardrobe fall from?
It didn't fall. It is trying to murder him, Doctor. That is the very wardrobe that murdered Dame Archibaldia Twank. The divining rods never lie. Come, we must make haste while death is distracted. Lucifer!
So, finally arrived, despite all my efforts.
Do you expect me to die?
No, Zimbabwe, I expect you to talk.
I demand the soul of Contessa del Monte.
Think you can come here and threaten me? I am Satan, Lucifer, Lord of the Flies.
And you are undone.
Oh, God.
There is only one way you can retrieve the worthless soul you seek. You must face me in a duel.
Very well.
Pitiful. I mean nothing so pedestrian as swordplay. I mean this. Let the duel begin.
You are a nimble fiddler, O Satan. Theremin, my Stradivarius.
Very well, sir. Sir, if I might interrupt you for 1 second.
Not now, Theremin.
If I might just borrow the instrument.
But, Theremin, you do not play.
That's better.
Yeah, I agree, Schrödinger. I also did not think a violin would fit up that orifice.
What is going on here?
Pardon me, you still have a coat hanger on you.
Yes, yes, all right.
Now that Satan has been deflowered, Death, you are the new ruler of Hell, and I am therefore honor-bound to ask you to release Poirot.
Very well, take him. We have more than enough rubbish Belgians. But as you leave Hades, you must not look back. Now be gone.
We are nearly back at the entrance to Hell.
Still with us, Poirot? Poirot?
Is that him behind you, sir?
I'm not falling for that old trick, Theremin.
I am here. It is very good of you to rescue me, Lord Zabaglione.
Zimbabwe.
Sir, your arse has fallen off.
What? Back here behind me.
Oh, no!
Home at last.
Ah, my sweet bluebell end.
Spare me the poetry.
But Liebling, late? It is only 12:07 and 535 milliseconds. Liebling, please.
Also, your lordship. Another case is solved.
Indeed, Doctor. I think we handled that rather well.
I couldn't agree less, sir.
Also, I cannot shake off the feeling that we have forgotten something.
Ectoplasm was written by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero. It starred Nick Romero as Lord Zimbabwe, Dan Friedman as Dr. Lilac, Peter Donaldson as Theremin, Sophie Aldred as the Contessa Del Monte, and Custard out of Rhubarb and Custard as Schrodinger. All other parts were played by members of the cast, except for the Woodlouse, who appeared as herself. The producer was Helen Williams.
Contessa Del Monte, take Jimmy Osmond to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do!
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.